Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Ambassador Michael Froman defending TPP. We're back on that in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Ambassador Michael Froman is a U.S. trade representative for the Obama administration, making an appearance before the National Cattlemen's Beef Association yesterday during their spring legislative conference in Washington, urging the cattlemen to do everything they can to convince Congress to go forward with ratification of the trade deal known as TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. He contends we get far more concessions in TPP than we're actually giving.
We're already an open economy. Our average applied tariff is 1.4%. 80% of what we import from TPP countries already comes in duty-free. And we don't use regulations like sanitary and phytosanitary standards as a disguised barrier to trade. But when we look around this region and the rest of the world, we face tariffs of up to 50% on beef, 40% on poultry, and we face countries that do use regulations as a barrier to trade, and TPP will eliminate or greatly reduce those tariffs and ensure that as countries regulate, as their tariffs come down, they don't replace them with non-tariff barriers. And so this is critically important. This is a region that is going to have 3.2 billion middle-class consumers by 2030. And the first thing the middle-class consumers want is more protein, higher quality food, more nutrition in their diet. And that means products grown, raised here in the United States. It's a made in America, grown in America, raised in America is a great brand in this region. It's what consumers want, and we don't want to be shut out of these markets.
TPP will not get a vote before the November general election, maybe in a lame duck session after that. One of the criticisms of TPP and trade deals in general comes from folks like the National Farmers Union, who criticize the lack of dealing with currency manipulation. Ambassador Froman responded to that issue in a question that we posed.
I think they're wrong. This is the first time that we have a currency agreement among a group of trading partners. So the Secretary of Treasury has worked with his counterparts around the other 11 TPP countries, and they have reached a declaration that does three things. It lays out the appropriate exchange rate policies drawing from the IMF and the G20 and the G7. It creates greater transparency. So for the first time, we'll be able to see how some central banks intervene in the market, how much they intervene, when they intervene. And it creates an accountability mechanism where the finance authorities of the 12 countries will assess each other's performance against those criteria. That's something we've never had before.
Trade Ambassador Michael Froman, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey neighbors, Express Ranches have got their annual grass time sale coming on Friday, April 22nd at high noon at Express Ranches in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, including 200 Angus bulls, 150 registered Angus pairs, 15 Angus show heifers, 50 registered Angus fall bred heifers, and 60 registered and commercial fall calving cows. For more information, you can call them 800-664-3977 or go to www.expressranches.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.